Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
I'm Ted Cruz's wife, Senator Ted Cruz's wife, Heidi Cruz from Texas, and you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics.
Hi, and thank you, Heidi Cruz, for kicking us off right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And you're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net, and I'm your host, Ed Holliday, and we're glad to have you. We have another exciting show, an exceptional show, because the title of this show is Why Smart Moderates Should Back Ted Cruz Now. I hope you heard that and get the gist of it, because this show, again, you won't hear it anywhere else in mainstream media or conservative media, a show like you're going to hear on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And before we get into that show, let me just tell you, we're going to divide it up in like three sections. And there's a lot to talk about, and this is not a promotion of Ted Cruz as much as it is telling people why they should back Ted Cruz now, the moderates. Everybody says, oh, Ted Cruz is too conservative. There's answers to that. There's answers to why he should be supported now by the moderates in the Republican Party and even independents and some of the moderates in the Democrat Party. So we're going to divide the show up in three sections. First section is going to be called Win One for the Gipper. Now, what does that mean? Well, listen to the show. The second section is going to be called Create Bipartisanship. Can Ted Cruz create bipartisanship? Listen, because we're going to talk about that. And the third part of the show is going to be Establishing a Republican Party Unity. That's what can happen if moderates get behind Ted Cruz. And why should they? Well, that's what today's show is all about. But before we get to that, I've got to tell you about what's going on in Chicago. Chicago, Illinois. Listen, the mayor there is Rahm Emanuel. He just got reelected. What else is going on in Chicago? Yes, it's the land of Barack Obama. It's the land of liberalism. It's the land and the city that's given us a lot of politics that's questionable. But now, Black Lives Matter and other protesters are very upset about Rahm Emanuel. Why? Because there's a video that came out, a video from a police dash cam, and it shows McDonald, a 17-year-old, Mr. McDonald, that was going down the street, and they had police cars there. One policeman comes up, and he does have a knife, but he's far away from the policeman, and he happens to be African-American. And the policeman, a policeman comes up who's white, and he opens fire. And the teenager goes down, but it's not just a couple of shots. He unloads like 16 shots, rounds, into this 17-year-old. And what has happened is, in the meantime, Rahm Emanuel had to have a re-election. So all this news, there's video footage, and this happened well over a year ago, and the video footage was put on ice. It was held back until after Rahm Emanuel was elected. And there's people in Chicago to say there's no way Emanuel would have gotten reelected as mayor of Chicago if this video had been out before the election. So where did he learn that? You know who mentored Rahm Emanuel. It was Hillary and Bill Clinton. This is right out of the Clinton playbook. You do what it takes to get in power and stay in power, even if it means holding back from the people something that the people should know about and make a decision on. And the policeman in question has been arrested. He's been charged with first-degree murder. And we'll see how that plays out. But the big scandal is the fact that Rahm Emanuel, in feeling the heat, he has fired the police chief there in Chicago. But Rahm Emanuel is not taking responsibility for why it took so long and why it was after the election campaign that this video came out. We'll have to keep following this story and seeing how it goes. But it is incredulous that Rahm Emanuel made sure this thing was held back or had people make sure. You know, he's a smart guy. So was it his decision? He's the mayor. The buck stops here is what Harry Truman said. I just wish the Democrats of this age were like the Democrats of Harry Truman's age. But I will tell you, we'll just see if there's if the protesting continues. Been protesting in the streets some there in Chicago, and rightly so on this matter. I mean, why? They need answers from their mayor, and the mayor is not coming forward with the truthful answer because he has learned how to let things go by because he's taught that political scandalizing how to get by. He's been taught by the Clintons, by Hillary and Bill Clinton. He's been taught very well. So more likely he's going to get away with it. Let's wait and see. But let me play you this to get right into today's show. Take a listen.
I believe Donald Trump is going to be our nominee. I don't believe he's going to be our president.
Now, the recording wasn't great, but that was the voice of Ted Cruz saying, I don't believe Donald Trump will be our nominee. I don't believe Donald Trump will be our president. That's what Ted Cruz said at a meeting, and somebody picked it up on a microphone. And very well, there's a lot of people do not believe Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States. But there are some Republicans who are fretting, and what we call big-time Republicans, what we call the establishment Republicans, those who, with their money, try to control what goes on within the Republican Party, and they've always been able to do that. The money folks of the Republican Party picked John McCain to be the nominee in 2008. He was. They picked Mitt Romney to be the nominee in 2012. He was the Republican nominee. And in 2016, they picked Jeb Bush to be a Republican nominee. And Jeb just can't quite fix it. They said his new slogan was, Jeb can fix it. But it may be broken beyond repair as far as his campaign goes. But now, where does that lead us? When Ted Cruz says he didn't think Donald Trump would be the nominee or a next president, well, I think Ted Cruz is saying he's planning on being the next Republican nominee. But how does he get there? Well, one thing he has to do is get beyond Donald Trump. Just listen to what Donald Trump had to say.
Hey, there's only one way you get to the top, and it's all through Trump. Let's face it.
Now, that's what Donald Trump had to say at a rally recently. And I tell you what, just to help get the foundation of this program, what Ted Cruz, Rubio, or Huckabee, or anybody who wants to be the nominee, what they have to fight against. Let's listen to an opening rally and what Donald Trump had to say just last week in Macon, Georgia.
Well, most of the commercials that if somebody hits me, I'm going to hit them back so hard. Oh. You have no idea. We're going to hit them back 10 times harder than they ever, which is what we should be doing with ISIS and everybody else, okay? Incredible. Incredible. USA.
USA. USA. USA. USA. USA. USA.
It's so cute. These people that are pouring in the back, they don't know what they're missing, do they? They don't know. So many things. But Lindsey Graham, disaster. Perry, disaster. All like disasters. Think of this. And a friend of mine said, you know, so far, now let's see, Christie hasn't hit me yet. He will. He has to. He has no choice. He's at 2 or 3. He's got to. He's going to hit me at some point. Rubio's got to hit me. Hey, there's only one way you get to the top, and it's all through Trump. Let's face it. They have to. They have to. Even I think Cruz is going to have to hit me because, you know, he's a nice guy. He's been so supportive. Everything I said, he supported. Every single thing I said. And he's been so supportive, but at some point he's going to have to hit me, right? It's going to be a sad day, but we will hit back. I promise. I promise.
Did you hear the audience in the background in Macon, Georgia? They're most enthusiastic of any audience you hear for anybody running for president. And Trump is garnering crowds. And just like when he has a Republican in a debate, the debates, the eyeballs are double what they usually are. People want to hear Trump. So he is building up a campaign that many times people said, well, he's dead. What he said is going to kill him. He can't go on. But he goes on, and it's not hurting him. His numbers seem to grow up to where they are at just last week. Well, let's take a look at the numbers last week coming out in the polls. We have Donald Trump running like at 27%. We got Ben Carson right at 16%. So he's gone down. Ted Cruz, 16%. Marco Rubio, 17%. And then from there, it drops down. Jeb Bush at 5, and everybody else below him is like 2 or 3, and some of them 0. Big goose egg. So this is something that the Republican establishment is having to contend with. There are articles, you've seen them, I've seen them, people talking about Republicans having to think through what would they do if Donald Trump is the nominee. So it is scaring many of them. And that gets me up to the title of today's show, Why Smart Moderates Should Be Backing Ted Cruz. If they want to get this party together, then they got to look at some things they may not particularly like, some things about Ted Cruz. But what does he do? How will he help the party more than Rubio or Kasich or Christie or any of these others? And that's what we'll be talking about when we get back for the second half of the show. And I told you we're going to divide this up into three parts. We're going to divide it up into win one for the Gipper. What does that mean? You're about to find out. And how does moderates backing Ted Cruz, how does that create bipartisanship? You're going to hear about that too. And the third reason, establishing Republican Party unity. How does Ted Cruz establish unity when he can't get along with Mitch McConnell? Well, I'm going to tell you about that. But first, let me remind you, you are listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us each and every week, and you're telling your friends and neighbors, and we're glad you are. And one thing you can get right now, this is Christmas season. You have friends and need gifts. Well, we got a book. It's not a thick book. It's not a hard read. It's a good solid read that's hitting on the issues of the day, that's really written for this 2016 presidential election by yours truly, Doc Holliday, also Dr. Alveda King, Denise and Martin Luther King Jr., who's a Fox News contributor. You see her there many times on Fox News. You've seen her in many places with a strong stand for conservative and biblical principles. Also, there's Alex McFarland, Dr. Alex McFarland, who is known around the country as an expert in apologetic Christianity, and he's also just a superb speaker. So, but we three sat down, put together a book that will help explain some of the positions, what conservatives need to do, because the title of the book is Bedrock Truths, 8. Uncompromising Principles for America Now. I didn't say for conservatives, we said for America Now. And you can get that book. You can get it, just go on front page there, clip on the cover of the book, you click on that, it takes you straight to my webpage, docholliday.org. If you got an Amazon card, or if you want to buy through Amazon, look up Bedrock Truths by Doc Holliday. And it'll take you there. You can order the book through Amazon now. And if for our listeners who are outside of America, those are outside the United States, and we do appreciate you listening. We know we got listeners from around the world, and we appreciate you. And The best way you get your book is to go through Amazon. Now, are you ready for the second half of the show? Some of you wondering, why in the world would moderates support Senator Ted Cruz for president? Well, let me tell you why. But first, let's get started with a song from The Who. And this will help lift us up so Doc Holliday can see out across the landscape. Take a listen, and then I'm going to tell you why the moderates should back Ted Cruz for president.
I know you deceive me, love is a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Well,
when you listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, you can see for miles and miles over the landscape, over what the mainstream media is saying, over what so many people are saying. Just last week, the New York Times had an article where the author was talking about, it said, anybody but Ted. You may have read that article. Anybody but Ted, and went back and found like his freshman roommate, Ted Cruz's freshman roommate, got quotes from saying things like he'd pick somebody out of a phone book before he'd vote for Ted Cruz for president. And you can build up mass hysteria. And what we're seeing, and this is really what we're seeing of Ted Cruz right now, there is the mainstream media, the liberal, the progressive left, who love Barack Obama. They are getting an inkling that Ted Cruz could actually have a chance of being the next president of the United States, and they are squirming. So now, not only will you see establishment Republicans trying to pin Cruz to being like Goldwater in a general election, you've got the progressive left who are scared to death of a real, real conservative getting into the White House. So that's why you will see more articles of like anyone but Ted. You'll see more articles, even by the left, trying to compare Ted Cruz to Goldwater because Goldwater lost in a landslide in 1964. But what we are witnessing is the press, the mainstream media, have always tried to influence the Republicans and help the establishment with John McCain. You know, John McCain, they loved everything he did in 2008 until they could see he had the nomination in hand, and then they turned against him. The media, they loved John McCain in 2000 when he ran against George W. Bush, and they couldn't get him over the Bush hump, I guess. But they loved him 2008 until they saw he's going to be the nominee, and then they started to attack him. And it's just amazing. You're about to see the same thing with Mitt Romney. But the media, the mainstream media, loves the thing, and because they have in the past had an influence on helping establishment Republicans pick the candidate that they feel is most moderate. And if a Republican had to win, at least they would be the bipartisan, more moderate Republican. But they can't stand the thought of a real conservative, somebody much like Ronald Reagan, actually getting into the White House again. That just makes them tremble. Therefore, you'll see more stories like anyone but Ted. So get ready and expect it. And you ought to, if you're a real conservative, even if you don't like Ted Cruz and you're going to vote for someone else at this point, you think, you should really respect Ted Cruz from the fact that he's getting so much negative media because they are scared of Ted Cruz. Now, I'm not making right now, Doc Holliday, I'm not making an endorsement. I want you to know on this show, I'm looking at everybody, have been looking at everybody, but I just have to call the title of this show, Why Moderates Should Support Ted Cruz. And one reason is, let's win one for the Gipper. Now, what do you mean by that? Well, it goes back, Ronald Reagan, let's win one for the Gipper, because Ronald Reagan played an old movie about Newt Rockne, a player named Gibb of Notre Dame, and he was dying, and had everybody say, let's win one for the Gipper. And so they, when Ronald Reagan got into politics, they went back to that movie. So that's where it comes from, win one for the Gipper. But now Ted Cruz can use that, because Ted Cruz, you can say, let's win one for the Gipper, because we haven't had a real conservative since Ronald Reagan. Now, the thing about the establishment, they polish the genie that effect. They polish Ronald Reagan so they can get votes, so they raise Ronald Reagan as an example of Republican. And yet so many did not like Ronald Reagan. So many in the Republican establishment did not like Ronald Reagan, worked to keep him from winning the nomination. But once he did, they never did like him in the White House. So win one for the Gipper. That's what I'm saying. The establishment Republicans ought to win one for the Gipper. Go back to Ronald Reagan. You polish Ronald Reagan. Everybody in the Republican Party respects Ronald Reagan. And they go back and say, can't we have a Ronald Reagan again? Well, win one for the Gipper means the establishment ought to reach out and let's find another Ronald Reagan. Look at the candidates. Who is more like Ronald Reagan on established policies? I think we got one. And I think Ted Cruz is probably closer to anyone as far as being another Ronald Reagan. Now, can anybody be Reagan? No. And I think Ted Cruz is brilliant beyond what Ronald Reagan ever was with his astute mind. But Ronald Reagan knew how to surround himself with good people. And he knew what he wanted. He knew where he was going. He wanted to have those deep conservative roots. So I think the establishment should win one for the Gipper. And you know one thing about Ronald Reagan? Young people loved him. I was turned 18 when I able to vote for him, Ronald Reagan, my first general election. And I just have to tell you that the young people are responding to Ted Cruz. Why? Let me play this little bit that Ted Cruz had on just last week on a fundraising phone call, and somebody asked him about the millennials, the young people. What do you do? How do you get them involved? Listen to what Ted Cruz said about that. Let's win one for the Gipper right here, Ted. Tell them what you would do.
I've joked that every young person, when they come out of the voting booth, ought to turn around and punch their parents, because no generation in history has ever done what we are doing right now, which is putting crushing debt on our kids and grandkids. It's as if your parents took out a credit card in your name, went to Las Vegas, partied it up, ran up a massive debt, and then said, okay, kids, you're stuck with the bill. You put all of those together, and it becomes clear, young people, if we keep going down this road, their future is being sold down the river. Now, another component of it is, how do you communicate with young people? You know, I've said, look, would it kill Republicans to crack a joke? Actually, some of them, I think it might. We've got to have fun. We've got to have life. You know, we put out online a meme. Reaganomics. You start a business in your parents' garage. Obamanomics. You move into your parents' garage. And you know what? People, they read that, they laughed, they forwarded it to their friends. You've got to communicate with young people in a way that's real and personal and direct. And so, Joshua, what I would say, nobody is better positioned to reach out to millennials than you are. I would ask for your help. Sign up on our coalition. It's online at tedcruz.org. To be active on Facebook and Twitter and reaching out to your peers, to your colleagues and your friends, saying, look, what we're doing, what the Obama administration is doing, this massive big government that comes after our liberties, doesn't make sense, and there is a better way.
Now, that's Ted Cruz telling the young people, the millennials, why you can win one for the Gipper with getting behind Ted Cruz. But now, how can Ted Cruz create bipartisanship? This is the second leg I wanted to talk to you about. Now, this is a little tricky, but moderates, these are the ones that say, like, let's be like John McCain and let's reach across the aisle. Now, Rush Limbaugh doesn't like that, but, you know, Doc Holliday can say there's a place you can reach across the aisle, but a different way than what we're seeing with President Obama. If there was a President Cruz, guess what? The liberal Democrats who wanted to fight for the social, say, They think Ted Cruz is too conservative on social issues. Some Republicans say, what do I do? I don't agree with Ted Cruz on his social stance. He's too far to the right. Well, what that does is it builds bipartisanship. The press is always saying, we want bipartisanship. Well, a Ted Cruz in the White House would help those who the values, the liberal progressive values or moderate values, they can stay intact where the liberal Democrats can work with the moderate Republicans and say things they want to, but they'll have to do it with bipartisanship. Not just the Democrats and not just the moderate Republicans can work. They won't have enough to stop Ted Cruz. But if they work together, they can go to the White House and say, these are the things that we need to work together on. Bipartisanship. Only the moderates can get the bipartisanship by having Ted Cruz in the White House. If you had a John Kasich or if you had a Chris Christie and say, oh, they work with Democrats in the as governors, well, guess what? The Democrats will want it all. They don't go halfway. They want it all. And then you have the same thing you have right now with Obama in the White House, where the desperate House with those 40 or 50 freedom conservatives. They're always saying, oh, they're trying to stop things up. They're not doing bipartisanship. Well, that's what the press will say. But if you put Ted Cruz in the White House, then all of a sudden you got the Democrats forced to work with the moderate Republicans. So a Ted Cruz in the White House would lead to more bipartisanship. And that's why, again, moderates now should get behind Ted Cruz for president if they want real bipartisanship. If they want to work with the Democrats, put Ted Cruz in the White House. And another reason you get bipartisanship, you got some of the Republicans in the Senate, including Mitch McConnell, they can't stand Ted Cruz. He messes things up. We'll kick him out of the Senate and up into the White House. That's how you get the Senate back the way you want it for the good old boys like Mitch McConnell. They can work with Ted Cruz in the White House. He won't be messing up the Senate proceedings. So again, the moderates in the United States Senate who get tired of Ted Cruz trying to stand up and use the Senate to use the laws of the Senate and all kind of the different ways they can with filibusters and blocking legislation. Well, move Ted Cruz out. Move him into the White House, and that's U.S. Senate won't have that problem of Ted Cruz. Again, that's why the moderates should get behind Ted Cruz. If he gives them a headache in the Senate, get him out of the Senate. Put him in the White House. Put him in executive powers where he has obviously some great skills with his executive powers instead of having to work with the senators there in the Senate. You know, the press is not going to tell you about this. Doc Holliday will. Moderate Republicans will thrive with Ted Cruz in the White House. So get behind him now. Okay. Number three, the reasons why that smart moderates should get behind Ted Cruz is because it will establish a Republican Party unification of the Republican Party. Ronald Reagan put it together. The three pillars of Ronald Reagan, what he put together was at 1980 when the election actually was, but he put together the social conservatives along with the financial conservatives and with the what they call the hawks in the military, those who wanted to build up the military. He put this sound national defense with the social conservatives, the moral majority, what you'd call the right-wing Christians, and with the financial conservatives, those who wanted to balance the budget, those who wanted to work hard to cut wasteful government spending. And guess what? It helped to establish a Republican Party unity. They got Ronald Reagan in. And you got to remember, at that point, the Republican Party, after Gerald Ford got beat, after Richard Nixon and Watergate scandal, the Republican Party, many people were wondering, would it even succeed? Would the Republican Party fade away and a new one have to come into existence? That's what was happening at that time in the Republican Party. So Ronald Reagan did much to build up. So many young people came into the party. Look at those who cut their teeth and later came on to big movers and shakers in the Republican Party. You go back to Newt Gingrich and all these others who were able to come in with Reagan and continue on the Reagan Revolution long after Reagan left the White House. So Republican unity will be established by moderates getting behind Ted Cruz now. Why? Because so many, and we see it, where so many in the Republican establishment, what we talked about, how do you get by Donald Trump? We can't let Donald Trump be our nominee. So many people worry and fret about that. If you go to Rubio, you're still going to have, people aren't going to leave Ted Cruz to go to Rubio. But the Rubio people can leave Rubio and work and get behind Ted Cruz if they want to overcome Trump's 27%. They're going to have to get 57%. They don't need to go to a brokered convention. They need to have a nominee coming out of the primaries ready to run hard all the way to the general election to ensure that the Republicans win in 2016. They got to have the White House. And not only that, the Senate seats, there's many more, like 24 Senate seats that Republicans have to defend. The Democrats don't have to defend near as many. I think they have to, the 24 that the Republicans have to defend, 7 are in states that Obama carried in 2008 and 2012. So the Democrats, I think it's less than 10 they have to defend, it seems like. So you got to have a general election sweep. There's got to be a groundswell support. And you can't do that by coming out of a brokered convention wounded and trying to get unity. You can't do that in a brokered convention. So stop the talk about fighting a brokered convention. The establishment, the moderates, the smart moderates should now start getting behind Ted Cruz. That's in my opinion. So you won't have to go through a brokered convention. If you want to get beyond Donald Trump, it'll take working together. And if you wait too late, then you're going to have a scramble and you're going to have a squabble. And you could end up losing the White House and you blame it on everybody. But right now, if the smart moderates would get behind Ted Cruz, others would fall in place. He would get this thing together. And if you really like Marco Rubio, what about this? Ted Cruz as the nominee and Marco Rubio as the vice president candidate. Wow. Now, would that not be an exciting young team that could go out and get the young people on their side and build a party for the years to come with sound, conservative, Ronald Reagan-like principles that everyone says they want to win one for the Gipper that brings the party together and creates bipartisanship? That's what happens when smart moderates will get behind Ted Cruz right now. You won't hear this on the mainstream media. You're not going to hear it in much of the conservative media. You don't hear it because it's only told right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And where else would you get the innovative and some may call provocative concepts that I just explained? Well, that's why I really think the smart moderates right now should make their move if they don't want to wrestle with Donald Trump being our possible nominee for the Republican and conservatives, which there's a lot of areas Trump is not conservative on, hasn't been in his entire life. So if you really want Trump out, the smart moderates will stop looking at Kasich, Jeb Bush, or Marco Rubio. Look toward Ted Cruz. That's where you make your checkmate move to ensure the Republicans win in November of 2016. Hey, this is Doc Holliday's opinion. Give me yours. Check it out on the email. You can email me. Don't forget the book, Bedrock Truths. And next week, we'll dive into some more rock-splitting politics. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.